Good afternoon. It is Thursday, September 9th. Got the Dallas Cowboys visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We have one pick on the side. We have 9 prop bets and some baseball bets today. So we're going to get right into this. Now, Dallas to Tampa Bay. Dallas is not expected to do much this year. Tampa Bay is the Super Bowl champion. What that means is overpricing for Tampa Bay in this game. They are the home team. And there's going to be a full stadium of fans. Tampa Bay is now an 8.5-point favorite. The line, about 52 points. 52 points for the over-under. We've got a situation where Dallas had virtually no run defense last year, and Tampa Bay had the best run defense last year. We've got two other factors at play. Dallas is going to try to run this ball. Their offensive line is back intact, with the exception of course, COVID just knocked out Zach Martin, who's their best offensive lineman. His replacement is not terrible. As a matter of fact, he's pretty good. And probably because Tampa Bay is not expecting Dallas to want to run, they're going to run. They could actually run right behind McGregor, who's going to replace Martin. But Dallas needs to establish the run to win games. Last year, before Dak Prescott got hurt, he was on pace for 6,700 yards. Unbelievable. But yet Dallas was under 500. They're 1-3 in the games that Prescott had finished. That's because they had no running game. Now, why did they have no running game? Well, Zeke came in out of shape. Zeke was fumbling the ball. It wasn't a good situation. They're going to try to establish the run against a very good run defense. Now, passing-wise, Dallas has arguably, well, actually the two teams here playing have probably the two best receiving corps in all of the NFL, Dallas and Tampa Bay. Now, Brady's obviously the best quarterback of all time. Dak Prescott's probably going to put up better numbers this season. Brady's 44 years old. He still plays at the highest level, but he is not primetime Brady. He is slightly more game manager Brady, although with all these receiving options, he's going to put some good numbers up as well. Now, all this talk means for the total, I have no play. It could go over pretty easily due to Dallas's poor defense last year, Tampa Bay's offense. It could also go under because the total is pretty high. 52 is a high NFL total. And Dallas hired a new defensive coordinator who actually is going to do a great job this year. Probably will have the defense middle of the pack rather than worst. Now, Tampa Bay, hey, they've got all starters returning, 22 out of 22 starters returning. They're going to be a formidable team this year. But Super Bowl champions are always overrated, meaning they're always overpriced for betting markets. It takes time for teams to gel. Now, Brady actually played in the preseason. Prescott didn't play a single snap, not once. It'll only take one series for that rust to be shaken off. And, of course, Brady's preseason game snaps don't mean a lot. It's preseason. You're not going to risk Brady doing anything important. So not anything relevant there. Now, for the game, Tampa Bay will win this game. Yeah, any given Sunday, anything can happen. Again, with Dallas's offense, anything literally can happen. But don't bet on that happening. Tampa Bay will win the game. However, there's two bets you can play here. You can't take Tampa Bay to win outright. That's too much money. You could. The value is not there. So it's not a play. Tampa Bay, -8.5. That's also not a play. You win by a touchdown and you lose the bet. You've got to win by a touchdown and a field goal because 9 points is fairly non-existent in an NFL winning margin. That's just a fake line. And quite frankly, I think the books are looking for Tampa Bay money in this because I think what it's indicating, the line movements and what the Vegas is trying to do, I think they believe that Dallas would cover the spread. So there's two ways to play this. Depending upon your book, and I don't know that this is popular yet, FanDuel has Tampa Bay to win by 1 to 13 points at plus 140, meaning if they win by more than two touchdowns, more than 14 points or more, they lose the bet. That's why it's plus 140. But you're essentially getting Tampa Bay on the money line just to win the game at plus 140 as long as they don't win by more than 14. That's actually an extremely solid bet. The other way, if you're a Dallas backer, is to take Dallas plus 10.5 at minus 130, and any book can do this. You just have to look for the alternate lines, buying the points, depending on how your book does it. Usually it's considered an alternate line, but you can also buy points. That's also a safe bet. And actually, I'm taking both of those bets. I'm taking Tampa Bay plus the Tampa Bay to win by 1 through 13 points at plus 140. And Dallas plus 10.5 at minus 130, and I expect to win both of those bets. Now, there's some prop bets that have value. In the NFL, that is where you're going to find weaker lines. NFL lines are the hardest to beat. If you can beat the NFL on a regular basis, that's something more than luck. You're pretty good at this. Professionals understand that the NFL is the hardest sport to beat because there's 16 games a year, now 17 and probably 18 pretty soon, but 17 games, and you don't want to bet heavy in the beginning of the season because the numbers aren't there. You don't really know what's going to happen until you see it recorded with your on tape with your eyes, or you're watching all these games live. You just don't know. You have to use educated guess. You're projecting out what players are going to do, the defense strength, the offense strength, home and away, so many variables. As we all know, there's so many things that go into it. And the bottom line is the NFL has very tight lines. It's hard to have a weak line when you have this many teams. You're not talking 200 football teams. You're talking just the NFL teams. 17 games. It's not baseball 162 games or NBA 82 games. These game lines are tight, and to beat it does require some luck. So again, lighter bets in the NFL in the beginning of the year. By the time you know what's going on, you're halfway through the season, sometimes at least a quarter of the way through. So it's hard to make a lot of money in the NFL, and overbetting NFL is the quickest way to lose your bankroll. Props typically have been overpriced for juice. Now, as competition comes in, depending on whether you're in Vegas or what state you're in, you have a dozen plus books you can go to, and overseas books as well. Competition will start to bring the juice down. So props are going to become more profitable in the NFL. And there's been some identified for this game that I like. So Tom Brady interceptions over half at minus 115, meaning one or more interceptions. Tom Brady last year, and that was one of his better years in his career, threw 12 interceptions in 16 games, or an average of 0.75 per game, and he threw three in the playoffs, 0.75 per game. So you do have to factor in the strength of the defense. Now, both quarterbacks are over a half. Prescott's is too high of juice. Brady at minus 115 is essentially regular juice, just a little higher. And we can expect him to throw one interception today, at least a 75% chance of that. Now, Dallas's cornerbacks and safeties are a little less than average for the NFL, but the new scheme with their coach, Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator, is going to be turnover heavy, and there were signs of that in the preseason, even with limited starter reps. So Tom Brady will throw an interception, so over half, over 0.5 interceptions, or will Tom Brady throw an interception? Yes, rather than no. O.J. Howard of Tampa Bay, over 19.5 receiving yards. Solid bet. Amari Cooper of Dallas, over 5.5 receptions. He's probably going to get 9. He'll get 100 receptions this year, which, well, actually 110 this year with the extra game. He'll have 8 or 9 this game. Over 5.5 is a solid bet. Ezekiel Elliott of Dallas, over 53.5 rushing yards. Again, they're going to try to establish the run. Part of that will be Dak Prescott coming off a big injury. You don't want him immediately throwing bombs, although it wouldn't surprise me, by the way, for the first pass play or the first play in general for Dallas to be a bomb, just to say, okay, here you go. We're in it. I actually expect that. I don't see a bet on the first play being a bomb by Dak Prescott, but they're going to run the ball with Zeke. So over 53.5 yards. Ronald Jones of Tampa Bay, over 47.5 yards. Dallas's run defense was weak last year. It's going to be better this year, but they're leading, and they have Fournette as well, but I believe Ronald Jones will be their leading rusher in this game, and he should get 50 yards. So over 47.5 yards for Ronald Jones. Again, with O.J. Howard of Tampa Bay, over 1.5 receptions. Essentially, this is a correlated bet because I don't think O.J. Howard's one reception, if he were to have one, would be 20 yards. And I expect 20 yards or more for O.J. Howard in yardage for receiving. Therefore, I also expect more than one catch. Two catches, 25 yards, 30 yards is about right. Maybe 3 catches. So over 1.5 for O.J. Howard in receptions. And again, back to Ezekiel Elliott, passing yard receiving yards, over 21.5. This one is probably the highest rated prop, even slightly better than the Brady interception, due to they're going to feed Zeke, and part of the way to do this is to get him out, play action passes, and we're going to have screens, and it's, if the three receivers are covered, Dallas also has a couple of decent tight ends, but Zeke is going to be a major focal point of the offense this year. It's not going to just be running. It's going to be receiving, and those are going to be shorter plays. You could look at Zeke over receptions, but I believe it was 3.5. I don't like that near as much as over 21.5 yards because, quite frankly, one screen pass to Zeke could net 25 or 30 yards because he's always been a fast back, and he's really in shape apparently this year. So Zeke over 21.5 yards receiving is extremely solid play. And then two final picks. These are field goal props. Each of the kickers, Zuerlein and Succop, over 1.5 field goals. Now what that is it's looking at a line where they're looking at points for the field goal kickers, but they're factoring in that they're going to have two field goals or more in order to get over the extra points. So if you had 4 touchdowns, you're looking at 4 points. 1 field goal makes you 7, but Succop is over 7.5. So quite frankly, you obviously just want over 1.5. He's not going to get 8 extra points. So over 1.5 field goals for the Tampa Bay kicker is a much better bet because it's 20 points less juice. So you're essentially getting the points with less juice. And then Zuerlein of Dallas, same essentially thing, less juice even than Succop. He's over 1.5 field goals as well. So to recap the football, Tampa Bay to win by 1 through 13 points at plus 140. Dallas plus 10.5 points at minus 130. Actually expect to win both of those bets. Brady over 0.5 an interception. O.J. Howard over 19.5 yards receiving. Amari Cooper over 5.5 receptions. Ezekiel Elliott over 53.5 yards rushing. Ronald Jones over 47.5 yards rushing. O.J. Howard over 1.5 receptions. Zuerlein over 1.5 field goals. Ryan Succop over 1.5 field goals. Ezekiel Elliott over 21.5 passing yards. That's it for football. For baseball, one book out there has a nice parlay prop. They want Cleveland, Miami, and Oakland all to win at plus 700. Well, there's bet limits on this, but if you have Caesars plus 700, that's giving you better than odds of it's better odds than a normal parlay. Now, three team parlays are not typically a safe bet, and that's mostly because of the juice being in the house's favor. That's all gone in here. You've actually got a plot positive value on this parlay, meaning the odds are in your favor. All things being equal. Now, of course, three teams, you have to win them all. So if you were to play a three-team parlay every day, you would only, in theory, win one out of three of those. So you need good odds. But this makes sense at plus 700. That's just a sidebar if you have that option. Now, for the actual bets, this is why this game came into play. Cleveland minus 140 is a play. Toronto to sweep the Yankees at plus 105. This is really because you're getting positive juice in a situation where it's kind of a toss-up. Slight edge to Toronto because of the current play, meaning Toronto's hot. The Yankees are not. Toronto is on the road, though, bringing that down, which is why they're a dog. So this is a play on continuation of more recent play by both teams. Miami is plus 160. That does look like a solid play over the Mets, as the Mets do not appear to be able to make any chance at the playoffs. I think that players probably know that. Miami is actually working towards next year to get a positive momentum going. So Miami at home, plus 160. Now, Oakland, the final play on that, would not necessarily have been a play on this, as Manaea finally had a good outing, his last outing, actually an excellent outing. But the previous seven outings, 2 months essentially of play, not good. Meanwhile, though, Chicago has nothing to play for on the road. Oakland is fighting for their lives for the playoffs. Montas, who won yesterday, is always a play on with Oakland, as he's pitching better than anybody in the American League. Manaea would be their second best pitcher right now, and only a play because his last outing finally showed that he's still the pitcher that was expected to be, i.e. a team leader. Otherwise, that would not have been a play. So Cleveland, money line. Toronto, money line. Miami, money line. Oakland, money line. That is it for the plays. Good luck.